This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's somewhere between 0 and 40 degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Tits McGee with Joy Oddspots News.
And if you thought you were having a bad day, a Romanian man has been told that he is dead despite being very much alive. When the man failed to return home, his wife registered his death. He has since tried to prove that he's alive, although a court last week said his death certificate was valid and would not be overturned. Being legally dead, the man is now unable to access government and other services. His wife has now moved to Italy, which he is unable to enter without valid travel documents.
How's that to get back at someone you don't like? Just be like, okay, this person died.
Don't you need to have a body, though?
It gives new meaning to you're dead to me, doesn't it?
Yeah. Dead to me.
I'm dead tired, dead wrong. What's wrong with... I'm dead.
That's it. You're out of here. You're gone. And I'm going to Italy. And you know what? You can't come.
Yeah.
Lordy.
That's very well thought through.
It kind of is.
Very much alive.
No coming back.
Here we go.
Hey, shout out to you, Jude.
Okay.
Because you're in here with a ragtag bunch of loonies, basically. And to pull off a serious news read when there's a lot of people rolling eyes, making faces, dropping things on the floor, spilling liquids.
Well done, us, for remembering your name.
Good work.
Hey, give us your funny story.
A man on a 5-day drug binge was arrested in the UK.
Oh, sorry.
Have you already heard?
No, I thought you'd finished.
Jesus.
A man on a 5-day drug binge was arrested in the UK after police found him wearing a bra and carrying a sack of potatoes to his hotel room.
Potato.
Police suspected that 30-year-old James Johnson was intoxicated when they saw him entering the Travelodge in Eastleigh with the sack of spuds while wearing the bra over his shirt. His hotel room was searched and an assortment of drugs, including ecstasy and psychedelic substances, were found, as well as a bathtub full of potatoes.
Right.
When the baffled judge at Southampton Crown Court asked Johnson why he had been filling his tub with potatoes, he said it felt like the right thing to do at the time. Johnson pleaded guilty to drug charges and was given an 18-month community order.
Wanted him to say why did you fill the bathtub with potatoes? Potatoes. Yeah. I wanted him to say because the sink was full or something like that, but he didn't have a good answer.
In other news, today is a very special day in the calendar. Mm-hmm. It is International Taco Day. And there is a reason to head to the Harbour City this weekend. Sydney will celebrate a festival dedicated to the Mexican food and something that complements it very well.
Tequila.
Australia's biggest tequila bar with, wait for it, 250 varieties on offer.
Yeah,
not on an officer, not on a police officer. The Taco and Tequila Festival will help you get out of your shell, whether you are hard or soft. Have a spectacular day.
I also do want to finish on this cute little story I found, which I think affects the gays.
Okay.
Californian divorce courts are going to the dogs and cats, with judges granted authority over who keeps the family pet in a bust-up. Until now, pets have been considered property, with little more standing than the widescreen TV. But now, judges will weigh in on such factors as who feeds, walks, and protects their pets.
Are they going to do the stand in a courtroom and both the parents go, come here, Oscar, come on, Oscar.
Was that Ride a Wild Pony? What was the name of the film that happened in? I think it's in Ride a Wild Pony, where the boy and the girl both think they own the horse and the way to test it. International Velvet.
Is that old joke?
One of your gays
will
know.
That was the one with Elizabeth Taylor, International Velvet, wasn't it?
I don't know, Mark. I'm not old enough.
All your facts here on the break.
I know.
How long until we get a Judge Judy style program based on pet court?
Oh, my gosh.
I bet there is already one.
That'd be options.
It would be so sad, though.
And finally, a holiday might seem like the ideal opportunity to spice things up in the bedroom. But is it worth risking jail time for? Vibrator owners in the UK are being warned they should check laws abroad before travelling, as vibrators are banned in some countries. Dean's listening very intently here. Places such as Malaysia, Thailand and the Maldives have a ban on sex toys, and anyone bringing one into the country could be forced to face the authorities with a bit of a red face.
face the authorities.
Goodness me, I wouldn't think about taking my buzzy bits on holiday.
No.
I'd get a real person to fill it in for the buzzy bits.
You're plus one.
Wouldn't that be the point?
Thailand was a surprise to me because I thought that was, you know,
pretty well, they stopped you, did they, Gary?
Sorry?
They stopped you?
No. It's in a hidden compartment. I don't know.
No.
I have heard stories of people who go to leather fairs and things overseas and get stopped because they're, when they go through the Middle East, sometimes the stuff that they've got in their luggage sets off alarms.
I got frisked when I came into the airport at Bangkok, actually, from Australia.
Yeah.
And it was a full frisking down. It wasn't just sort of the...
Was just a pat? Was it a friendly pat?
No, it was quite... I was sort of looking away, thinking, I don't want to know what's going on here. I'm being sort of fully investigated.
Oh. Yeah.
And then the Thai authority guy stood up and winked at me.
Oh, hello.
What is that?
And I thought, oh, am I that obviously gay?
And a Spanish company has opened a brothel with a difference in Italy. The unique venue offers sex with realistic silicon sex dolls for €80 or about $128 Australian dollars for 30 minutes. Patrons can choose from 7 female dolls, which can be dressed in a variety of outfits and can assume almost any position. A male doll is also available, which is fully adjustable. The brothel has quickly proven popular. The owners say you could be waiting up to 4 weeks for a booking.
Oh my gosh, Richard, every week you come in here, you like have a story that we can talk afterwards. I feel like they're all like, this one's probably one of
they're
the
weirdest. They're all perverted. This is weird.
This is the worst one.
It's amazing what leaps out at me off the wire, you know?
Yeah, it's like, where do you find this information?
Well, look, I could tell you.
You can't tell his sources.
Then everybody would be a newsreader if I did.
I have no idea why it's sold out, because like all I can think about are all like the horror films to do with creepy dolls. Like,
oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Wouldn't you think like maybe Annabelle, people are into Chucky, that, though?
They're all sickos. Oh, my God, I can't get over it.
It makes you wonder, how would you dress a doll, you know?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. We'll have to go to Spain.
We'll leave that with you.
A great story from Ireland.
Waited half an hour for this.
An LGBTI dictionary has been launched for the Irish language. The Union of Students in Ireland belong to Youth Services and the Transgender Equality Network of Ireland have worked together to compile the dictionary. The president of the Union of Students says people should be able to describe themselves in any language, and with this dictionary, the LGBTI community in Ireland will no longer be without words in their native language. It has received the support of the Minister for Gaeilge, Joe McHugh, who said it was the kind of initiative that keeps the language alive and close to our heart. The Folklore Eitoch Queer Dictionary includes more than 100 words and terms, including gay or queer, eitach, homosexual, homogeneisach, lesbian, lespiach, transgender, trashinshnach, bisexual, deganeisach, intersex, idirganeish, non-binary, naive, denartha, and pansexual, pineganeisach.
Give me lesbian again, the D. Mason story.
Lesbian is lespiach.
Lespiach.
There's a lot of coughing.
No, it's cold over there. That's great, Judy Kelly.
Yes.
I like your accent with the hoch. Lespioch.
I'm Tits McGee. I'll be back with more Joy News Odd Spots next week.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.